RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The smartest show in the Bay Area.
You guys are an intellectual feast for the smart sports fan in the Bay Area.
Wow.
You're pretty much the smartest guy on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that ass again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. Hey, cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting the chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's go. Let's go, 2025. Listen to me, Dibs. You got to give it everything you got. Everything you have.
What?
Every little piece of what you got.
What are you talking about, Mark?
Goes into these next 4 hours. Anything that is left in your 2025 orange, you squeeze it.
Well,
today.
Let me just say this to you and the listeners at large. We're going to make picks today. And if you're not listening and you're not fading, then you are taking money out of your pocket and you are burning it because your boy Dibberclaws, I give a lot of gifts, but the gift I will give today is the gift of found money because I'm beyond cold as ice.
You're colder than the weather outside today.
I'm colder than a witch's hip.
Woof.
As we, that's not really the expression, Grandy. You don't even know what it is, but I'm going to go with that. Grandy actually hit me with a cold as ice, and I responded with permafrost.
You went with a north of a touchdown favorite last night and lost the game outright.
Outright, yeah.
Outright.
So I'll give you a pick.
That's five in
Thank
a row.
Thank you, Randy. Yeah. You're never there with the ding when I get them right.
Which sometimes
that's
he is.
Fine, rarely. Yeah. Man, it's hitting harder. Four was unnecessary.
So how many picks are you doing today?
I'll do Saturday night.
Okay.
Niners. And I'll do Sunday night. And that's it.
There is no Monday night.
Right.
Okay.
And then get ready for the playoffs where last year I was hot.
You lost them all.
Until this Super Bowl.
Almost.
How about some accuracy? See? I didn't lose them all.
No, you did. Almost. You almost lost them all.
I'm rounding up.
Yeah.
I was 2-12 heading into the bowl.
And then you won that. So that's three. That's
exactly.
Almost all of that.
So if you like to gamble, stay tuned because
who doesn't like to gamble?
I mean, I sure do. I got a couple of college games tonight, college hoops.
I have a gambling.
Got a couple of college locks.
I have a gambling question for you.
Go ahead.
Let's unlock them. 888-957-9570 because what I just said is a fact. Nick Friedell is going to be on the show in an hour. We have questions. There's kind of a cool flow to this. Nick Friedell in an hour, and we can sort of set the table with what's really, really going on. With this Warrior team, okay, you won a game last night. That's good. You'll be in Charlotte for breakfast tomorrow. We'll have some omelets, and they'll play Charlotte. And then that's the end of the year. And where do we go from here? J.K. Day will be 15 days away. All of that stuff. He's still not playing. And so we'll talk to Nick Friedell. Greg Cosell jumps in at 4:15. And we need to get to some X's and O's of this defense. I got to figure, like... We can do. I was almost uncomfortable watching the Niner players and coaches in front of the podium the other night, where they're like, "Boy, what was it? It was so great to see our defense step up when it mattered." Oh my God! Did you just say that with a straight face?
It's a fact.
It's
they stepped up when it mattered.
Did they?
They did.
I mean, or did Caleb Williams just not see open people? Miss me with the Niner defense stepped up. They were terrible.
Yeah.
And I get why.
I mean,
why.
You're not right, but.
I am right.
You're actually wrong. On the hook and lateral, if you watch the play, Diamondo Lenore saw it.
Yeah.
He broke down and he made a tackle that most of the time you would have totally whiffed on.
And that's fine, but I'm talking about the next play. If he swings the ball out to DeAndre Swift, the Bears are...
The Niners were all over him. They pressured him. Like, Huff almost had the sack. He pressured him. He stepped out of it.
That's well after the swing route to the left that if Caleb
just... But they didn't execute it.
Yes, correct. That's on the Bears.
But it's not like he was wide open walk-in touchdown.
Wide open walk-in touchdown.
I disagree.
But anyway.
Whatever.
Look, bottom line is...
Did they score?
They did not.
They did not.
And I'm over here celebrating, but let's not be like Niner defense. Like, come on. Come on.
They stepped up when it mattered
most. Philip Rivers torched them. Like, this is, we're about to do the playoffs. Seattle's on the way. Let's have a real conversation because they do, Dibs. They look like they're getting worse. They look like they're getting worse. And even the metrics will say so. So that's all. We have questions. And then Steve Kerr is going to be on at 5.
Nice. And we have questions.
Who doesn't?
Right.
So here's my question for you.
I don't care.
No, well, you're going to have to care. And I think he does care about us, or else he wouldn't do this. He cares about you. He doesn't have to do this, by the way.
Nope.
I wonder if our listeners know that.
Haven't given that any thought.
That's not a contract. It's not. Steve and the Warriors do this because that's who the Warriors are. So, anyway, do you play blackjack?
Sometimes. I don't like blackjack.
Why not?
Because you are ultimately beholden to other people's decisions.
That's true.
No matter where you are. Like, if it's me against a dealer, I'd be more interested in it, but
You can find that.
Yes, I don't like losing. I don't like playing. I don't like getting cards. And, like, for example, if the dealer has a 7 and I get dealt a 15,
mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, you're supposed to hit that.
You are. That's correct.
Right. And I get a 7, and now I have 22. And they pull the other card, and they have a 9, 16. Oh, you should have stayed. Ha, ha, ha. But you go by the book, and you play by the book, and you lose, and that pisses me off. You know what I like?
What?
I like betting on South Carolina State tonight in basketball,
okay.
getting 44.5.
And you could lose that, too.
Against Tennessee. Yes, but I have no control. If I am playing blackjack, I have control over whether or not I hit or stay.
Oh, you don't want to be mad at yourself.
Right. And so, okay. like, when I bet on college basketball, and there's a couple games I like today, including St. Mary's given 18.5 against Pepperdine, if St. Mary's doesn't cover, well, that's not on me. I analyzed it, I made a bet, and whatever happens, happens.
See, that's funny.
I don't like to be a part of what goes on. Blackjack is that to me in a nutshell.
It's an interesting answer. I think that's actually just kind of mental gymnastics, though, because it is the same thing. You are analyzing a scenario.
Really not.
Well, I feel it is. That's just the way I look at it.
I can straight up coin flip a game and
right.
go, oh, heads, I'll take this.
Right, but it's a coin flip of a yes or no, hit or stay on the blackjack card. So
no, but there are odds and there is like,
sure.
you know, this is the right thing to do. And if the dealer has a 6 showing, well, I mean, you stay almost all the time.
Right, but what I'm saying is there's a right answer and a wrong answer to every bet that you place and you don't know ahead of time.
No doubt.
If you've got the right answer. Here's the reason I asked. You laid that out perfectly.
Thank you.
Which is to say that often when handed a hand in blackjack, you are told, you don't have to do this, but you'll hear if you ever sit at a blackjack table, people will refer to what's called the book.
Yep.
And in fact, you can even ask the dealer. You're sitting there with a 16 and they've got a king face up. And you could say, what should I do? And a smart dealer does not want to put their own name on it because then they know that their drunk customers will get mad at them if they're wrong. The way they will answer this is they will say, the book says. And that's telling you what the odds
right.
are telling you to do.
And you should hit that, right?
Yes.
16 against the king.
The book says
yep.
you should hit. And that's their way of saying there's a little odds book. It's no different than analytics. Should we go for 2?
Yep.
The book says you should X, Y, Z. Here's why this is on my mind today. At the trade deadline for the 49ers, the book said, don't go all in and go get a pass rusher. That's a bad bet. Today, it feels like they played the book, and the book was kind of wrong. In other words, you played it played out exactly like you just said it. You got a 15, the dealer's got a 7, I'm supposed to hit.
Yep.
Turns out underneath that 7, the dealer had a 6. And things kind of turned the way of the player.
Yep.
But the player didn't know that, and should the player have known that? Grandy texted us earlier today and said, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
I'm pissed that they didn't do more at the deadline, because now they're sitting here with a shot at the one seed, and people are like, you should have gotten, because remember the whole thing was, we don't want to like mortgage everything just for this year, but now this year feels like a thing. And I guess that's my question, because it is a cherry pick kind of an opinion.
Totally.
That's kind of the thought process, or the question at least, is did the 49ers play the deadline correctly? Because they made moves, but they were small because they played by the book. And now the book has changed.
Well, and you never know. And you could like take this all the way to the Warriors, where, you know, they drafted Wiseman and they drafted Kuminga because they were thinking about two timelines. That's our word, not theirs. But they were not thinking about, oh man, 2022, we're going to win this thing again, and the Steph Curry championship window is going to be elongated. They were already thinking about, yeah, let's get an 18-year-old Wiseman, let's get an 18-year-old Kuminga, let's get a 19-year-old Moody, and let's figure out how we can build these guys for 2025 or 2026. And so you weren't thinking about like still being in that window. And then next thing you know, the dealer turned over a 7, like you said,
yep.
16. Oh my God, we won, and we won the title.
Well,
and now you're in a spot where maybe you should have taken Halliburton or Şengün, or, you know, whatever you should have done, you didn't, because you were of a different mindset.
Right. And that's tough, because now we're going back how many years? And we're asking the Warriors to pick players that clearly the whole league had not evaluated as
this good, yeah,
proper,
no doubt,
for that. I mean, that's, to me, that's baked into every draft, right? Like, it doesn't go in order. The good players, they don't go in order. The 49ers, right, have a star quarterback who went in the last pick in the draft. So I don't get, like, you can be bummed about that. I think some bad picks are worse than others. You know what I mean? Trey Lance, for example, was worse than James Wiseman. Why? Because the Niners actually gave up like 3 drafts,
yep,
for that pick. So they're not all the same. But think about that idea of the dealer having a 7 and then flipping over a 6. That's a big break that fell your way. You can't really know that that was coming. And so think about what has happened for the 49ers. And I'll just think of a few things. Micah Parsons got hurt.
Yep.
How'd the Packers defense look last weekend?
Not great.
Derrick Henry's still running. Matt Stafford.
Daniel Jones got hurt.
Daniel
you
Jones got
Phil
hurt.
Rivers.
Exactly.
Know?
But even just think of the landscape of the NFC. If we go back 7 weeks, the Bucs looked formidable. Now they can't beat anybody. Matt Stafford was bad last night. He's throwing picks.
Yep.
He's throwing inaccurate balls. I don't know if that receiver was supposed to break out toward the sideline earlier. Were you watching at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Okay, when the Rams are down by 3. I don't even remember that. I don't even know if I've heard of that receiver. He's like their 5th or 6th receiver. But he was by himself. Not only would he have gotten out of bounds in field goal range, he might have just turned upfield and scored. There was nobody there.
Yep.
And Matt just missed him. The supposed MVP of the league.
Not anymore.
Is suddenly losing football games. Seattle is doinking 2-point conversions off of people's helmets, and things are rolling into the end zone, and you're picking them up accidentally for a 2-point conversion that put the Niners in this position. So this idea of the Niners should have played the deadline differently. I mean, look. You remember our conversations back at that time. I wanted the Niners to be just a little bit more aggressive than they were, and I don't,
sure,
know what was available. But even I can look at it and go, "That was the wrong analytics play at the time."
At the time, exactly.
Don't you think?
Totally. And if you would have gotten, let's just say, an edge rusher or somebody interior who you would have like really been able to anchor around, and you gave up 3 or 4 picks, would that be the difference between being a defense that's not very good to being an elite one? I don't think so. You picked up Cleveland Furl off the scrap heap, and you got Keon White for almost nothing, and mm-hmm, your pass rush is probably a little bit better than it would be. Maybe not a lot better, but ultimately your defense was not going to ever get to where you want it to be based on what you could have done at the deadline.
I got a name that the Niners could have had. He was traded, and now they might be facing him in the playoffs. But we'd love to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Did the Niners play this season correctly or incorrectly, in your opinion, based on what's played out? We're sponsored by Surfside. Golden State Warriors are back. Cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. So it is very easy to sip and enjoy. It is not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. We are loaded to ring out 2025. 888-957-9570. We are taking your calls next. Nick Friedell at 3:15. Greg Cosell at 4:15. Steve Kerr at 5. This is Weathered and Dibs.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Shut up, bro. It sucked. It's a quality problem.
Now, back to
Dillard and Wibbs
on 95.7 The Game.
It's the damn biggest game of the year, Saturday.
It's a big game, yeah.
Although, I have a problem with this copy.
What's wrong?
Well, it's not the biggest game of the year. It's the first game of the year. How the hell do we know what the hell is going to happen in 2026?
Right. I mean, the word is season. Biggest game of the season.
Exactly.
Right. Maybe not the year. I mean, because we still have like next September, October, November, and December.
I hope it's not the biggest game of the year.
No, it shouldn't be. If it is, we got problems.
And actually, by definition, it's not. Because even if they lose it, the very next week, they play an elimination game.
And that's why they are playing on Saturday, because the Sunday game is an elimination game.
Correct.
And for everyone who wants to say, oh, this game's bigger, it's for the one seed. No, the other game is for the actual... who goes and who doesn't go, and it's Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and so I get it. I get why they're on Saturday.
It's like a March Madness game on Sunday,
right?
The Steelers and Ravens.
Right, and the Saturday game is kind of like when Alabama took on Florida last year in the SEC championship game in the NCAA.
I like it.
And, you know, Florida won the whole damn thing.
Loser still goes.
Loser still might be a one seed.
The loser still might win the Super Bowl.
The loser is a very, very viable threat.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
It's Alabama, Florida in college basketball. Shout out Will Richard and the Natty that they won. But I think Alabama won that game in the SEC championship game, but Florida won the whole thing. Yeah. So there you go.
I mean, I'm sorry for turning into my grandma right there. So anyway, it's the biggest game of the season on Saturday.
No, I love your grandma. I never met her, but she's cut from the same cloth as my father, my late father, who...
And you.
Well, and it's because I'm a chip off the old block, you know, you can go ahead and say what you want. It's language, and if you are going to get caught slipping on things like that, well, you'll get corrected in my house.
I mean, 619 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, also cut from the same cloth. I think you mean the dealer flipped a 9, not a 7, to make it a 16. No, any of those numbers worked.
It all worked.
A 6 is a 13. That's not a good hand.
A 9 is 16, a 15.
Yeah, 16 or 16 or whatever. That's
right.
They're all bad hands. I understand that the 16 is worse, but not if the next card's a 5.
Right.
Not if the next card's a 5.
And this is where, when I play blackjack, I get so mad because, okay, I'm sitting on, I got 20. You're going to stay. And the dealer's got a 5. All right, dealer, you got a 5. It's going to be a win now. And then the dealer, whole card's a 7. You got 12. Here's 4 for 16. Here's 3 for 19. Who could have seen the deuce coming? 21, a 5 card 21. I lose. I want to flip the table.
Now I want to play blackjack with you.
Never.
Yeah, because let's play Cash Creek next year. I did last year.
I love Cash Creek.
And I played one-on-one. And I won a C-note in about 4 minutes and went and played golf.
Nice.
Yeah, like we should play. It would be fun.
Oh, you would like
it. It's kind of like the Bears-Niners game. That's what you do. The whole time, it's great.
Yeah, I'm not into it. Like
sometimes it goes your way.
Bears-Niners was fun because, again, I had no real control over it. And it's like, man, they might win this game. And my father-in-law, who I love, Pop, the whole game, all he kept saying
what did he say?
That pick six going to come back to haunt him.
This is what I love.
Going to come back to haunt him.
I love.
Even though they go up late, he's like, oh man, if it wasn't for that pick six,
it's all a matter of perspective.
So my wife, who's barely watching,
this
like
is what
a minute
I love.
To go, he says it again and she finally pops her head up like a whack-a-mole, you know, toddler's asleep, whatever. And she goes, Dad, you keep saying that. Like, it may not.
It might not.
Right?
And it didn't.
That pick six.
Actually made it more impressive. Bears walked into their building, they went, you want 7 points? Here, have 7 points.
Here you go.
Oh, you can win the toss too. You can win the toss. You can have 7 points. Now let's play.
Now what?
Oh, what? You still lost? Let me do the ducky.
It's like the old tortoise and the hare the tortoise goes out and the hare takes a nap and then the hare wakes up, although in that one the tortoise wins, so never mind.
Yeah.
But
anyway, I love that. I love the difference. I think it's actually a lot of what this show and our business are about. I love listening to the different ways that people watch this stuff. And I fully admit, this is why, you know, I know that it gets under people's skin sometimes. I'm always over here, way over on the right side of like, it's going to get better any minute. Any minute now, something good's going to happen. You watch. It's okay. I know they've messed up 8 times in a row, but the next play, that one might be the good one. That's just the way my brain works.
Yeah.
And your Pop, boy, he should not watch a game with me. He would not enjoy that.
No, he was not like super negative about it, but as it's going back and forth and back and forth, all he could think of is that pick six. And then my thought, though.
I forgot about it the second the game was 7-7.
So Juwan scores with 2:15 to go, and my thought was, maybe too soon.
Too much time.
Might have been too soon there, exactly. Double J's.
Exactly.
Not that I want him to go down at the 2, whatever, but when he scored, my first thought was, oh my God, Shanahan and Brock, another amazing play.
Yep.
But then 2:15 to go, and Chicago has a full rack of timeouts. I was thinking, oh boy. I mean, I don't like the way this is going.
Nope. And that's what I'm saying about the, like, if that's your thought, then you need to take back what you said when I said the Niners defense isn't any good. Because it's not. If that's your thought, oh gosh, we left them 2 minutes and they need a touchdown, and your first thought is, well, that's probably too much time, then you don't think the Niners have a good defense. And that's okay, because they don't. It's not their fault.
No, they don't.
I'm not mad at them. They lost their two best players.
They made big plays on the last drive is all I'm saying.
And so did the Bears. So did the Bears.
Right.
They effectively got their fourth downs. Luther Burden was a problem. All of that stuff.
Colston Loveland on fourth down.
Yeah.
That was a big play.
Yeah.
But,
and the Bears also dropped 2 passes.
Yep.
On that drive. So, anyway, It's the biggest game of the season on Saturday is what I'm trying to say.
Sure.
And you know that there is one place and one place only to be to watch. And you get to hang out with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings at Laughing Monk Brewing right down the street from the stadium as we get ready for the game. Of course, if you're going to the game, we got that free shuttle to take you back and forth. All you have to do is sign up at 957thegame.com. You must do it quick. If you would like a seat on the shuttle, because they go very, very fast. Again, sign up now, 957thegame.com. That is going to be one hell of an experience this Saturday at Levi's Stadium.
No doubt.
Hopefully the first of many games to come at Levi's Stadium. I guess, what are the possibilities? There's that game and then at least one more, but maybe three more. Or maybe just one more.
It could be, I mean, two more. It could be. They could lose they could go on the road and win. And then, you know, depending on how it shakes out, they could still host a game.
Yeah.
If, you know, if they're the five and the seven's there, or they're the six and the seven gets there, and then the Super Bowl as well. So
all possibilities,
especially in this NFC. And, you know, we could do our own draft of teams, although I'm a little bummed they didn't snake it. Cause you got to snake it. Even if it's a two person draft, if you get number one, I get two and three.
I don't know.
Likewise.
I don't know if you've listened to Steiny and Goo before, but this is what Steiny does.
I have.
Okay.
Yeah,
this is what he does. Yeah. He puts Goo in an unfavorable betting position, and then they do the show.
But then
that's pretty much what happens.
But Goo
every
as a
day.
Draft Nick, I thought would like at least demand a conda, well, demand
was,
the snake.
If there was something on the line, maybe he would have.
Perhaps. Or he would have just gotten lured into an emotional position. And Steiny, I just want one team.
Sometimes, even when there's something on the line, both of them actually show the wherewithal this year. I guess that's maybe not the right word, but both of them at times this year had something on the line in fantasy football and just neglected to even set their lineup.
Yeah. So I mean, Steiny was in a win and in spot, didn't pick up anybody, even though he had four guys on a bye.
And Guru was in the third place game and never set a lineup.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't realize it. Anyway.
For $100.
That's a clean C.
For a C note.
That's a note.
And he's just like, I'm out.
Yeah.
That's when you know someone's got that FU money.
I set my lineup
Shut up!
I set my lineup in a fifth place game against Ken, knowing full well that it doesn't matter, and B, he doesn't care, because I wanted to be able to say I took fifth as opposed to sixth.
Yeah,
and I
that
did.
Stuff, and that's fine if
Your
you
face,
do.
Your face, Ken.
I already told you that my mom did this. I told you that story, right?
Yeah.
But my mom waited until everyone was done celebrating the Niners and then went, by the way, I just want to let you know that we beat you. I'm like, for what? We were playing? I didn't even know we were playing. Nothing on the line. Oh, we beat you.
Not five, not six, not seven.
And for you, did you do anything in your five leagues?
No. Like, I mean, playoffs. I had a few playoff runs.
But no finals.
Did not make the finals in any of them. Very, very unfortunate. But it did allow me to put full focus on that 49er
game. That's great.
Yeah.
I got one huge, huge fantasy win.
Oh, what was it?
Grandy lost.
Oh, don't do that.
That's mean.
Yeah.
I did that.
Why?
I felt that.
That's our guy. Mark Grandy puts his effort into this show every day.
And?
Every day.
I love him, and I reward him for that. Doesn't mean I have to root for him.
Mm. Does he reward you for that, Grandy? I mean, just because you got him a Christmas... I got him a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a reward.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I don't know.
There was a handwritten card as well. Expressing my admiration.
I didn't do that. I did a digital written card.
Yeah.
Nice, Dibs. I appreciated it.
Yeah.
You too, Willard. Thank you.
And, you know, there's a drop in there about my feelings for Grandy.
What place did you finish in?
A fifth.
Oh, yeah. I was second. That's pretty good.
It's great.
And you still get paid. You get paid for second.
Not for fifth.
No. Not
that's
for
right.
fifth. Yeah.
But, you know,
congrats on your money, Grandy.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's great. I do get the warm feeling of knowing that I was able to get by a disinterested Ken for fifth. That makes me feel good.
Good for you. That's wonderful.
Scoreboard.
We win nothing.
Exactly.
That's right. Pride. If you wrap your pride into something like that.
I compete until the echo of the whistle.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the whistle had already blown.
I mean, when I lost to Chickering.
It's like a Seahawks 2-point conversion.
I don't want to dwell on this too much, but I lose to Chickering, and he draws Guru in the semis. It's like, oh, my God. I was in the soft half of the bracket. And couldn't get it done. Couldn't get it done.
You got to be happy for other people when good stuff happens.
I'm happy for Carter.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm happy for me because Grandy lost.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, great.
I don't love Mark Grandy, but I respect him.
It doesn't sound like it.
That's the draw. No, I do respect him.
Anyway. All right.
Sure. Whatever.
Nick Friedell is going to join us in a half hour. It sounds like people. I don't understand the cadence of this. Is it a day? Is it a day of the week? It is a certain number of DNPs where everybody gets emotional again about the Warrior rotations and DNPs and things like that. So anyway, I don't want to dive into it yet. We got plenty of time. Nick Friedell is going to come on at 3:15. I think that there might be something going on. And way bigger than Kuminga.
And that's maybe why.
Something going on in this locker room.
The Kuminga piece, I saw something earlier because I was listening to Steiny and Goon. It's like, oh, more Kuminga? And so I had to look it up. Like, did something happen? And
no, it just
the
DNP'd
Kings
again.
Renewed interest in, I mean, maybe it's not renewed, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But here we are, and we are now 16 days away from JK Day. And, you know, we're getting closer to where something's going to happen. And, you know, Friedell will tell us today. Jan 15 does not mean that's when it happens, but that's when it can happen.
Yep.
And I think you're right about something going on in the locker room. Yeah, and we'll talk to Steve today at 5, and he won't say like, yeah, guys, this is what's going on, but there's something going on. Like, the vets are feeling either pressure or frustration. The young guys, are feeling like, what are we even doing? Like,
I just think the clues are there. I don't know what it is. I can't tell you what it is. I just think the clues are there. You know what I mean? It's like when you see your kid wake up in the morning and they try to not go to school.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What's the first thing you look for?
Fever.
I'm going to need to see some symptoms.
Yep.
Right? You need to, because they can all, but my throat. It's killing me. Come on. No, you know what I mean?
Oh,
it's like, I need to see. But I see, this is sort of the reverse. I see symptoms.
Right.
But
they're not saying we're sick.
No, they're telling us they're not sick.
Right. They're trying to gut it out.
It's different. It's kind of like when they get sick on a Friday. And school's already
right.
out.
Oh, yeah.
But you got concert tickets that night and a party the next night.
It's a great analogy.
I'm not sick.
Nope.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I can see it.
I'm going to stick that thermometer right in your mouth.
Yeah. You're not going to that concert. You're sick.
Right. I think the Warriors have a fever.
I think you're right.
Yeah. So, anyway.
And whether or not they're telling the truth, something that developed over the holidays in our house is our almost 3.5-year-old. She is now starting to lie. for the first time.
I'm so excited.
For the
Every
first time.
Every stage you get to makes me so happy.
A couple days ago, we're with Pop Pop, and she and Pop Pop are playing in her little like play house during halftime, and she apparently is jumping off her stool, which she's not supposed to do. So the next morning, yesterday, Adrian, my wife, said, were you jumping off your stool? No. And Adrian says, Pop-Pop was in there, and he said you were jumping off the stool. Were you jumping off the stool? No. And I said, Milo, you're not going to be in big trouble, because big trouble is like, you're in big trouble.
Those are the words, I know.
I said, you're not going to be in big trouble. Just tell the truth. And Adrian, one more time, were you jumping off the stool? And she quietly just nods. And I said, you know, so we had to have a little talk about truth versus the lie and all that. But we've arrived to the point where we're starting to like, you know, we're doing what all humans do.
I mean, yeah, spoiler alert, you're going to be having that conversation for the next 12 years,
right,
at least.
I mean, you had 20. An 82-year-old witness in there. Like, can you not, like, can you understand that he's going to snitch you out?
Maybe she knows. He's 82. Like, can we really trust his eyes? Can we really? Let's see how smart she is.
I mean,
anyway,
what are we doing?
Like, so we're going to get to all that. I do. It's interesting, though. It seems like, because I want to like maybe push into this a little bit. It feels like you and I have a little bit of a different perspective right now on the 49er defense. I'm not sounding any alarms. I'm not saying something is bad. I am saying the 49ers probably could have done a little something different at the deadline. For example, Jalen Phillips is now a Philadelphia Eagle, and he's playing really well. He doesn't have a ton of sacks since coming over from Miami, but he's the kind of guy the Niners outwardly said, we're not getting that guy because he's a free agent at the end of the year. We're not doing anything for this 1 year only. And that was a signal to me that they were saying, look, we're winning games and we're good, so we're going to try, but we're not pushing all of our chips into the middle of the table for this year because that would be stupid because we don't really have the roster for this. And this is one of those situations where I think we would be right to look at what they did and go, they were wrong, but they were right. They were both. They're right. They don't have the roster for this, but it's working out. So this is one of those situations where I sort of go, aw shucks. Maybe coulda, shoulda, woulda. Maybe you could have been more aggressive at the deadline. Maybe that would bolster you more right now for this run that you're about to try. But I understand why at the time that looked stupid. Because I'm looking at this roster right now as they go for the one seed. And I'm like, probably not. You can't stop anyone. That's not a good formula.
Well, I mean,
it might happen, but it's. Can you agree? This is not... Like giving up.
It's not ideal.
Right.
But like to say they can't stop anyone, the last two drives Chicago had, they scored 3 points.
Yeah.
And so you held them to three.
You know what I mean. I don't mean
every drive.
I know
exactly what you mean. Yes. And ultimately, like, can you go out and win every playoff game 42-38? Probably not. Can you be better than you were against Chicago? I hope so. But right now, the way that this team is going to have to go about doing it is this way because you don't have the resources to go out there and, you know, shut teams down. They did coax a couple of three and outs in the first half.
Yep.
And then, you know, in the second half, when things got a little bit tight, you were able to hold Chicago out on that, the penultimate drive, second to last, where they took the lead with a field goal. Now it's 38-35. And so, yeah, all right, Brock, go do it. And he did. Another fourth quarter comeback for this team, third one on the year. And so that's going to be the way that this has to go. I thought the defense was mostly bad, and I don't know if we'll do Grandy's grades today or not. And, you know, for me, like, the majority of the defensive units get D's or worse, but when you needed to make a play, they made some plays.
Understand, and D Winters with the pick six against Rivers, like, I get it. If what you're saying is the way the Niners are going to have to go about this is almost just like you're going to have to make 2, 3, 4 plays per game. You're going to give up some points. You have to make 2, 3, 4 sort of game-changing type plays each time you go out there, and then let's hope that we can do it. Okay, like I can accept that. You know, you did. You were better in the second half against the Colts. Their quarterback has a grandchild. And in the first half, he was cutting you. He was. He was absolutely hitting wide-open receivers. Don't forget the seeds of something problematic were being planted against Tennessee. Like, you had a big lead, and Tennessee is so bad that you were never worried about it, but Cam Ward was moving the ball.
Yep.
He didn't move the ball against anybody else. He was moving the ball, and they scored 24 points. Now, go back before the bye, there was the Arizona game, which same thing as the Tennessee game, yet such a big lead it didn't matter, but Jacoby Brissett is just moving the ball and completing passes. And then there was a two-week stretch where you're like, oh, maybe the Niner defense is starting to grow up a little bit.
Carolina.
They won the Carolina game on a terrible night for Brock. And then, you know, you played Shedeur Sanders in his first ever start.
Yep.
And but it's cold. It's a wintry mix and all of that. And it's Cleveland. And I thought, you know, you played a really mature game on offense. But that game was what? It was super tight at halftime. And you hold the Browns to what, 8 points. And then you go into the bye.
Nothing in the second half.
Yeah. And then you go to the bye and you've come back and you have not really stopped people since.
Well, I mean, you were up against Tennessee 31-10.
Yeah.
And they scored twice late. Why? Whatever. Who cares? I mean, it was 31-10. That game was over. So, yeah, Cam Ward moved it and scored two more times. That game was never really in doubt. And against Indy, they only got 10 points in the second half. Same thing. And I look at this game again, you know, a couple of days ago where Chicago put up, what, 24 in the first half and they got 14. They had 21 in the first half and then they got 17 more, which is more than you'd like to allow. But the last two drives, you held them with a couple of great defensive plays and then they got down to the 2 and 4 seconds left and you got the job done.
Yeah. No, I watched. I got it.
No, I get it.
But I also, the larger view is... It is not a good defense.
If you want to rank the 14 defenses as we go into the playoffs, this defense might be 13th of the 14.
Might be 14th.
Might be. I mean, Buffalo's defense, this defense, I don't even know who all is going to be in there, but we can look at that.
Yeah. And Greg Cosell, 415. I really can't wait to talk to him about this Niner defense. And then obviously the greatest quarterback of all time, Brock Purdy, too. We'll talk about that.
there you go.
Your words, Greg, not mine. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track. Nick Friedel is in 20 minutes. We'll set the table with a little bit of the Warrior frustration, even though they're coming off of a win. 888-957-9570 is the number. What do you want to get off of your Warriors chest? We'll take a quick few phone calls on that right now. It's Willard and Dibs.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.